Hi, Kay. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, I want to know about the shingles vaccine. Do you think it's safe? Is it live? And do you recommend it?
Ma'am, I'm kind of down on any vaccines that have got adjuvants in them or other things that don't belong in there besides the vaccine. And I just kind of ignore the topic. I'm pretty sure that shingles is one of those, but one would have to look it up online, what adjuvants are in the shingles vaccine, because most of those adjuvants are not good for us at all. It's not so much the vaccine itself that's going to be a problem, but if they put those adjuvants in there. We had a law in Washington State, I'll mention parenthetically, that prohibited the use of any vaccines that had mercury in them. And you know what? The Secretary of Health suspended the law because it was an emergency, and I don't know if it's ever been unsuspended.
So you don't recommend it?
Not usually, ma'am, not unless a person has been afflicted with shingles chronically. There's so many other things one can do to protect themselves. No.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very leery of any vaccines. I don't take flu shot, pneumonia, and none of that stuff. So I was just curious what you thought. And can I ask you a quick question on vitamins? If supposedly the bottle says they're expired, if you were to take them anyway, will they make you sick, or are they just less potent?
They would be less potent if they are expired, truly. But, ma'am, the expiration date is on there because of, quote, law, unquote. And the Department of Defense did this giant study a number of years back because they were spending all this money on patent medicines for the troops. And these were patent medicines, not natural medicines, I understand. But what they found when they issued their final report was the average patent medicine lasted for 6 years past its expiration date. I am not kidding. And what stimulated it, I'm not kidding, ma'am. And what stimulated that was somebody tore down an old pharmacy, found some pill bottles that had been on the shelf for 40 years, unopened. And there were 14 of those pill bottles, and 11 of them were fully potent. And that was 40 years later. So there we go, ma'am.
Well, and they typically wouldn't hurt you.
They typically, right. if they happen to be vitamins. Now, you can take a good look at those vitamins, get some new ones, look at the old ones, and if the color has changed, oops, you've got an oxidized vitamin. And it won't hurt, but it won't do you that much good either, so I'd throw it out.
Okay, super. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And one other thing I'm going to mention for everybody, and that is to keep our immune system strong and not get things like the shingles. We need to be thinking about vitamins A and D and zinc. It is perfectly safe, unless you're a fetus, to take 50,000 units of vitamin A a day. To keep your vitamin D up into the tropical optimal, which around here, you better get a test to make sure it's there, which is 60 to 100 units. That is in the blood, 60 to 100 normal in the blood. And to do that, most of us around here require 5 to 6,000 units of vitamin D a day. And then the last thing, which doesn't always get mentioned, is zinc. Zinc is totally key to the function of the thymus gland, which is the master regulator of the immune system. And people who take whatever their doctor tells them would get them the tropical optimal amount of vitamin D, whether it's 5,000, 6,000, or whatever. There are some people who require more than that. They're rare. They take their 50,000 units of vitamin A. They take zinc at a 30 milligram offset with a couple of milligrams of copper. And what do you know? They rarely get infections anymore, ma'am. So time for me to shut up and go on to Barbara.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, ma'am.